Joe, how soon will you be ready to roll? Frank Hardy burst into the garage where his brother was working on a sleek black and silver motorcycle.
Right now, if this machine kicks over, Joe replied, putting down a wrench.
But what's the rush? We're not going to meet Chet and Biff for 2 hours.
Joe looked up quizzically at his brother.
Chief Colleague phoned, Frank said. You'll never believe it, but he has a case for us.
You sure he didn't mean Dad? Joe asked.
Fenton Hardy was a widely known private investigator. His sons had learned from him about sleuthing and acquired a great deal of skill.
Positive. He said he wanted the detective's sons this time, and right away.
Wow, Joe exclaimed happily. What a break! Summer vacation and a mystery to solve.
He swung into the saddle and kicked down hard on the starter. A roar filled the garage and he grinned in satisfaction.
Dark-haired 18-year-old Frank had jumped onto an identical motorcycle standing beside that of his blonde brother, who was a year younger. The two machines roared out into the hot morning sunlight. 10 minutes later, the boys arrived at police headquarters in downtown Bayport. They were greeted by the desk sergeant.
Hello, Frank, Joe. He waved them toward the chief's office. He's waiting for you.
Come in, boys, boomed Chief Colleague through the open door. He was a vigorous middle-aged man with iron gray hair.
I'll get right to the point. There's something funny going on in the squatter colony at the end of the bay.
You mean Shantytown? Joe asked, referring to a settlement of shacks on the ocean shore north of Bayport. The odd community was composed mostly of men who had seasonal or temporary jobs, and some who did not work at all.
Chief Colleague nodded. The men there seemed to be in an ugly mood, violence and fighting at night. The charitable landowner who permits them to stay there wants us to investigate, but it'll have to be an undercover job, because those drifters recognize the police.
And that's where we come in, Frank guessed.
Yes. I want you to put on old clothes, muss your hair, and hang around Shantytown for a while. See if you can discover what's been stirring up the group. Will you do it?
Will we? Joe exclaimed without hesitation. He turned to Frank and added, Chet and Biff aren't due at the boathouse for an hour. Let's take a look at Shantytown.
Thanks, boys. Be careful, Chief Colleague said as they hurried from the office.
Outside, Frank and Joe mounted their motorcycles and rode through the downtown traffic to the Bayport waterfront. Leaving the big commercial piers behind, they took the shore road past a section of private docks to where the brothers kept their trim speedboat, the Sleuth. Driving on, the Hardys followed the road along the curve of the left bank of the bay to the mouth of the harbor. Here they turned north and continued parallel with the ocean. Soon they saw a jumble of board shanties on the wide beach ahead. Some were nothing more than open lean-tos, but others had glass windows and stovepipes. Pieces of ragged clothing fluttered from ropes in the breeze. Smoke curled up lazily from a small fire around which 3 men lay, watching the steam from a black pot which hung on a tripod above the flames. The boys parked a distance away and observed them intently.
Looks peaceful, Joe commented.
A lot of them must be away at work, Frank remarked. Remember, the trouble comes at night when they're all here together.
After studying the quiet scene for a few more minutes, Frank said, We'll come back later.
The brothers turned their motorcycles around and headed toward the outskirts of Bayport, where the many private docks lay. Brightly painted cabin craft and sailboats with slender masts rode at mooring floats. Seeing a yellow jalopy parked in front of the Hardy boathouse, Joe remarked, Chet's here.
Frank and Joe parked their motorcycles beside his car, named the Queen. A broad-shouldered, good-looking boy stepped through the small side door of the boathouse. He held a key, one of the duplicates the Hardys had given to their close friends.
Hi, Biff. Frank greeted him. Where's Chet?
Biff Hooper answered in an unnaturally loud voice and winked at them.
Why, he'll see you soon.
What's up? Joe whispered.
Biff merely shrugged and kept on grinning. The Hardys knew some joke was in the making.
Frank asked in a low tone, Have you opened the bay door yet?
Biff nodded and unmoored the sleuth.
Frank raised his voice and continued talking with Biff, at the same time motioning to his brother to tiptoe to the boat door. Joe chuckled, took a bamboo pole from against the boathouse,
and picked his way across the catwalk to the front. He peered in, then upward.